Yesu yobuzima bw'uruganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Sibyo mutya muri nyera mukama wa Yesu.
How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus?
Obari kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Mukama abawenye omukisa.
God richly bless you.
Bakugobuza.
Greet for me your neighbor.
Mwagalize emirembe gya Yesu.
Wish him the peace of Christ.
N'ebirungi ebiva ku nnamulondo.
Even the good things from his throne.
Nga tebiriiko buyinike.
And on them there is no sorrow attached.
Yesu yobuzima.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mwagalize emirembe.
Wish them the peace.
N'ebirungi ebiva ku nnamulondo ya Katonda.
And the good things from the throne of God.
Nga tebiriiko buyinike wadde.
And on them there is no sorrow attached.
Nga si bya kusooka sigira nsigo.
And they are not for first sowing a seed for.
Si bya kusooka kusuula ku bigere by'abatume.
They are not to first put a seal upon the feet of apostles.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula nga biviira ddala ku nnamulondo ya Katonda.
But they come from the throne of God.
Ng'okuteesa kwe kuli okulungi.
Like how his counsels stand.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Twebaza Katonda olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde.
Good moment is added us.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala kulabika nga twongerayo okulaba enkozi za Setaani.
We want to be proceeding on to see the schemes of the devil.
Eri Katonda n'eri ekkanisa.
Unto God and to his church.
Nga tulaba omwoyo wa Katonda n'ebikolwa bye eby'obutuukirivu.
And we see the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo omutukuvu n'ebikolwa bye
eby'obutuukirivu.
N'omwoyo ogwa Setaani n'ebikolwa byago bitali bya
butuukirivu. And the spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness.
Abalala batera okugulimbika mu ngeri y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Others hide in and deceive that it is the Holy Spirit.
Bakuyita Holy Ghost.
And they call it the Holy Ghost.
N'ebintu ebiringa ebyo.
And things like that.
Ebyo natuze tubiraba.
But all those we've been covering them.
Yes, you were supposed to.
Praise Jesus so much.
N'olwekyo twagala okweyongerayo.
Because of that we want to continue on.
Tulabye bingi ku mwoyo omutukuvu.
We've seen much concerning the Holy Spirit.
Okuva lwe twata
right from when it began in this place.
All
that time.
Tulabye omwoyo omutukuvu n'ebikolwa bye ebitukuvu.
Seen the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness.
Ate tulabye omwoyo gwa Satani n'ebikolwa byago.
And we've seen the spirit of the devil and his works.
Kwanga tufunza funza.
We want to be summarizing up.
Tulyoke tweyongereyo okulaba ati Kristo mtufu ne kanisa hii.
That we proceed on to see the right Christ and his church.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Ne bakwisa bubuli bana makanisa.
And the false Christ and their churches.
Tusubira okwongera mu speed.
We expect to add on our speed.
Tujja kuba twongera ku budde bwaffe.
We shall be adding on our time.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga bakyaliyo n'enjiri entuufu.
For this is also the right gospel.
N'enjiri enkyamu.
And the false gospel.
Tekeddwa okubyawula mu mulembe
guno. Suppose it's already in this generation.
Tetutabyawula abantu basobola okutwala buli kimu okuba enjiri ya
Katonda. If we don't separate the people can take everything to be the gospel of God.
Naye byonna nga tugenda okutandika.
But in all as we're going to start.
Buli lwe tusoma ebigambo bino.
Anytime we started these words.
Tandika okusabira mu bigambo ebyo.
You begin to pray within those words.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bangi kummwe temusaba.
Many of you don't pray.
Era omwoyo agamba okubajjako olumu wali tubawulire nga musaba.
And the spirit also told me one day to come upon you to hear you as you pray.
Nzijjako wali eri.
That I put off the speakers.
Era nkikozeeko leero nenda abasinga nga bali bwe bati.
And I've done it today and I see most of the people just standing.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Abooluganda,
brethren,
okusaba kwa mugaso.
Prayer is very important.
Bwe kuba tekugasizza gwe kugasa omulala.
Not profited you, it benefits
another. Oyina osigala ng'osaba.
You have to remain praying.
Ebuli yogera mu James 5.
Bible speaks in James 5.
Okusaba kw'omutuukirivu.
The prayer of a righteous man.
Kugasa nnyo.
It avails much.
Era kusobola okuyamba n'abalina ebibi.
It can even help those who have sins.
Kati gwe bwoba olina ebibyo bye weetaaga.
And though you need, you have all that you need.
Kale sabira abalala.
At least pray for the others.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Okusaba kubeerewo.
Let prayer be existing.
Kubanga ayogera buli kiseera tetwerabiranga kusaba
n'okwewangayo. Let's not forget to pray and to commit ourselves.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Olina okusigala ng'osaba.
You have to remain praying.
Bangi kumwe temusaba omuzindalo kasita kubeerayo eri waggulu.
If you don't pray, the speaker is up high there.
Abalala babeera.
Others are just whispering to themselves.
Even the
one interpreting, he doesn't pray.
If this one leading
you is praying.
Yeye abira kuri ku muzindalo ye na nayogera buli kimu naye nga abala
tebogera
mulimu mu abasaba naye mulimu abasinga obungi.
Some of you pray but the majority don't pray. Bagamba
okumanya kutumala bumazi.
They say that knowledge is enough for us.
Kituufu kumala kubanga kwekulagira bw'omala okumanya oyiga okusama.
Surely it It helps because when you learn, you can learn how to pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After we get knowledge, we've been revealed of how we shall always pray. And to have words which are meaningful in our word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So kusaba.
No, don't give up prayer. Do not give up prayer.
Kusaba. Kusaba.
Anytime we pray,
let's all pray.
Prayer of warfare in other cities. I don't know whether you go in a battlefield to get your gun and sit down with it. And you begin to shoot as you're seated down.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Everything put it in acts of righteousness. That faith without works is dead.
You say you're
going to pray a warfare. Show the works and the actions of
warfare.
And command the Abaddons them to see that you two are involved. Imagine an angel came to meet the Joshuas in the war. If you found them seated, how will he had helped us them in the
world?
There is a prayer of repentance. We can be on our knees. We can be seated. We can be standing by when we are calm.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
And the prayer of praying to be given. These sometimes look alike.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It involves humbling. Prayer to be given and forgiveness. The one of warfare, you have to be involved in command. You have to be involved in commanding. Attack these mountains. Capture they were there. And you show of the actions of capturing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
perhaps God
will
give us a chance. And we study the prayer.
For
those are one of the things in the seven pillars.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But to go to
Capitol,
many people
love prayer.
They say what we used to pray, we never understood it.
Now
we abandon prayer. What you've learned is what you begin with.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But to
when we study like today, when you go pray within that you've studied, even tomorrow pray within
the same.
When you study another, keep praying in that, you learn prayer. All the words will be meaningful. Don't shut up prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's do all things, even though they are major things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The major things is to study
and to know God.
But even the others, don't give them up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That word was passed there. For it was brought and it was proven. And the Holy Spirit was saying many people abandoned and gave up prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's remain praying and as we know God. Your prayer can benefit you or benefit others. You remain praying in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
you're proceeding on to see the sins of the devil unto God and his church. By name and voice, Pastor Ronald Hope Witness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of Jesus. More especially, as you inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We see
Satan's schemes against God and his church.
For
unto God's people. Using the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness. Separating from the spirit of the devil. And its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And where we've reached, we saw the seal of God, which is made of the Spirit of the Lord, seven spirits of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we headed to see the seal of the devil. And we saw when we're getting the seal of God, the gospel of the kingdom of God has to be fronted. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And thereafter the Spirit will seal you. Miracles fall as you prove it to be a child of God. Miracles are filled with the children of God. And they were led by the Spirit of the Lord. They are the children of God. Praise Jesus. But in the seal of the devil, there is no gospel as such, but there are miracles to confuse the people. But behind it, you get the seal of the devil.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And we've seen much concerning that. As we see the seal of the devil. Just begin seeing that you cannot buy neither sell, except when you have that mark. And we were explained what it means. And we saw the messenger or medium between buying and selling. Oh, the one who is called the money.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this
one,
after being all these, between there, there are many sins he sources right from the devil himself. For Bible speaks, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, that money is the root of all evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Or
to love things, and it is the root of all evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Had it wasoma.
But we studied in Ezekiel 28, verse 11 and 25. And the devil is the source of every evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we saw in John 8, it is the father of sin. It means if it's the source, money is a real root which sucks sins right from the devil spreading. But we saw how we can use this money, and we overcome the number 666. And we overcome all the sins that money can bring out.
We
saw many who fall in hell because of money. They will have the money and they will have not.
But
upon their hearts to cast them in hell. And so they will have the money and they overcome. That is why they say that there we need the wisdom and understanding. We will have wisdom and understanding. We shall remain using the money and yet we have not the number. We shall remain buying selling.
Happen
the number 666.
Send it to
money we saw it. And it has many numbers. From $1 and moving up.
In Uganda
we have up to 50,000 shillings.
We
are heading to 100,000 shillings. All those are numbers.
The
main number is in the mid, is 666. It means money is too close to the number 666. For he too has a number. And every number you look unto, it speaks something to you. When you look at the number, it tells you this is 1 million. You have to begin to look through and you begin to see what you're going to do. In it, it brings good and bad things. And they will never get even good things at all. Why can money speak good and bad things? Because sometimes you must carry it as a message of righteousness. You can tell at least build a house, but the rest at least drink. And they show you as if they have brought a good suggestion. But after it all, they have given me poison.
It
masquerades as a message of righteousness. And it tells you, help people your
body.
Buy them waraji to drink. That is the messenger money. And we saw him. That's why Bible is saying it is hard to buy and sell except when you have the number.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we've seen money has a number, but there is a major number,
number two,
they are looking to engrave onto someone.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No,
look carefully upon money. It's the medium between business. That's why they have told you. Revelation 13, verse 16. Let's read and see. Revelation 13, verse 16.
Newaliriza bonna, abato n'abakulu, n'abagaga n'abavu, nabe dembe, nabaddu, okuwebwa enkovu mu mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo, oba ku byenyi byabwe. Era omuntu yenna alema okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda, wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero, erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo, awe wali amagezi alina okutegeera abaliriro muwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 666
yes,
praise Jesus.
Baatugambye waleme okuba waagula newankubadde
atunda
okugyako nga alina ennamba
eyo
era kankano byebiseera
wetufunidde
amagezi
n'okutegeeratwamanya
amagezi kyekigambo kya
katonda
era twamanya okutegeera
wekukikwasaganya
lunyiriri ku lunyiriri
kuwandoka
newali
katondakiragiro
ku kiragiro
ne
tusobola okuba nga tutegeerera ddala ebintu byonna bwe bitambula yesu yeebazibwe naye batugambye nga okugyako ng'alina mark
except when they have the mark
oba gye twandiyise enkovu
or the spot
enkovu ya setaani
the spot of the devil
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus
tugenda kuba tunuulira ekigambo enkovu
we're going to look at that word
ekiyitibwa mark
which is called the mark
kijja kitya mu muntu
how does it come into someone
okotuuka ku lukangagamuka
the number 666
kubanga osooka na nkovu
you first get that mark
n'olyoka oyolekera enamba lukangagamuka
and you reach the number 666
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
twaga kulaba ku ngeri gy'ofuna enkovu
you want to see how you get this mark
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
enkovu yeno esobola okuvaamu ekinamba
yolukangagamuka out of that mark can come the number 666
abamu bagamba nti bannaffe bano abaisiraamu
that the muslims
bo bagifuniramu mu kyenyi kyabwe
they get it on their foreheads
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
oluvannyuma lw'okuba nga bisira babeera bavunamye nga bataddewo
ekyo
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
naye bino si byeby'omubiri
but these are not physical things
newankubadde nga abamu babikola nga biva mu nsi y'omwoyo
even though others do them when they spring from the spiritual realm
abooluganda abo kye bakola kiva mu nsi y'omwoyo
comes from the spiritual realm
okakasa ekyo ki kye balina mu kyenyi kyabwe
what they have in their forehead
mu nsi y'omwoyo
in the spiritual realm
wabula tebasobola kukebera kintu
era
ye allah yabagamba
kasi
tobeera n'esigira eyo
ootuuseera
bakola nnyo okugifuna
eyo
gyolaba eyo enzirugavu mu kyenyi
kyabwe
nakugamba tugenda kuba tugiraba
lwaki
eyaffe siru ya katonda ebe yakayakana
ng'omusanaate
lwaki ya sitaani ebanga ya
bulaknaye
nga tukomekereza ebyokulaba omwoyo guno omubi ogwa
sitaanebikolwa
byagwo tugenze kulaba olufunyiro oluleeta mark
which brings the mark
oba enkovu ya sitaani
or the spot of the devil
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
kwagala kukiraba
we want to see that
nakyo tukitegeere
and we understand that
tuli mu efeso
we are in Ephesians
efeso sura ey'okutaano
Ephesians 5
atandika olw'abiri mu etaano
let's begin from 25
gendeeda apa ku lw'abiri mu omusanvu
and room 27
abefeso essula ya kutaano olunyiri lw'abiri mu etaano
Ephesians 5 from verse 25
abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa neyeewaayo ku lwayo alyoke agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo alyoke agyereetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino naye ebeera entukuvu eteriiko bulema
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
mukama waffe yesu kristo
our master lord Jesus
wakudde okunona ekkanisa ye
to come back with church
ekkanisa eyo
that church
erina okuba nga terina bbala
it must have not a spot
era nga terina nfunyiro
not even a wrinkle
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
naye bw'oba ogenda ofuna ennamba
lukangagamuka
ebimu ku byosookerwako zenfunyiro
nebbala
obula bakugambye eri tolina omuntu oyo asobole okuba nga alina
mark
mu luzungu bwe tukiyita
naye
mu luganda eyitibwa enkovu oba akabonero ka sitaani
mark of the devil
ogenda otuuka kulaba ku namba erukankagamuka
you're going to see reaching the number 666
ng'enfunyiro ze zaasooka
and the wrinkles were the ones who were first
era nga wasooka dda ofuna busipontisi buno
and you first got amabala a number of spots upon you
tuddire mu onyolwa birimu omusanvu
let's repeat verse 27
befeso essula ya kutaano onyolwa birimu omusanvu
Ephesians 5:27
alyoke agyereetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro
nga terina bala newakubadde olufunyiro
not even a wrinkle
ebigambo bino birina okwetegereza
these words you have to look at them carefully
naye olowooza
but you think
oba wetunuuliddeko ku mubiri gwo
if you look upon your body
oyinza otofuna enfunyiro
how can you get a wrinkle
era oyinza otofuna spot seasonal
how can you access these spots
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
You
expect how does it come to get the spot and to get his wrinkles.
For
you may search out yourself and you never see that.
Because
they don't just appear that they are like this. But today we're going to reveal those wrinkles. And we're going to reveal these spots.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
going back to Revelation. Revelation
9.
They have told us to only they who are going to be saved. They must be having the seal of the Lord.
But
they will have it not on the earth of the devil. They have to be in the lake of fire.
Revelation 9:4. Newankubadde ekintu kyonna ekibisi, newankubadde omuti gwonna, wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku byenyi byabwe.
Kana kabonero ka Katonda twakalaba.
This seal of God we saw it.
Kateekebwako omwoyo mutukuvu.
Put upon you by the Holy Spirit.
N'okubanga tolina bala newankubadde
omufunyiro. You must not have a spot or wrinkle upon you.
Okusobola okufuna akabonero
ako. To be able to get that seal.
Wabula twagala tunoonyereze.
But we want to search out.
Era tubikulire omwoyo mutukuvu.
And to be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Gabo yabiyendaga mu lugendo
lwe ku. As he showed me the journey of heaven.
Ofuna otya?
How can you get this ring? And how can you get this spot?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you want to get a spot, the devil knows how you do that. What do you first do? Is to get the word of God and to distort it. I want to show you like this. If you get a cloth and you squeeze it, what happens to that cloth?
Yes,
praise Jesus. It gets wrinkles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the devil knows it very well.
If
you want to make the church get wrinkles, you get the words of God and distort them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
to make them upside down, distorted.
Now, a
person immediately gets wrinkles upon their life.
But
they don't get things as the Lord wants them.
And
to begin to get spots upon your spirit and these wrinkles.
Get
something squeezed for a long time. If you're not careful, you can again get torn. When it reaches getting torn,
it
means you've reached the number 666. And it's engraved upon you.
Simanyo bonte gede
bulungi. You never understood me well.
Singo nyole ekintu emirundi mingi.
If you squeeze something many times,
kibajja kuyulika.
It will get reach a level and get torn.
Enamba lupanka kamkawe bajja ku.
Number 366 when it comes on someone.
Kibasoko kola kuyikubanga banyole ekigambo cha.
What they first is to distort the word of God.
Kusoko funa mfunyiro.
They first get the wrinkle and the spot.
Kubera abantu bwobwango onyola.
For when you're squeezing,
omanyi bulungi wabera wafanana.
You know how it looks.
Wali osibye kaka antu nolwa okasumulula.
Have you ever tied something tight and you squeezed it and tied it. When you lose it after that position, it doesn't look like the
rest.
It must have gotten a spot. Now the devil knows
it.
The more he distorts scriptures, people truly get their spots upon themselves. And they
wrinkles.
They understand things upside down. You're going to know mysteries from
here.
Why the devil tries to prove that he lives in hell. He knows you're going to get wrinkles.
Sports
we speak of.
The
things you're going to see them upside down. He knows the one who not lead there. He knows where all leads in hell. And he fears him so much.
Angel
Abaddon of the portable speed. Now this he puts
in
the people. People get it upside down.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So you know,
must be very careful.
Where
they're going to distort the things.
Bible
speaks of them like this. In Isaiah 29, verse 15.
Paka 16.
I want to carefully look at this.
Sitani namba ruka nkanga mukagwe baba jikora.
The number two process has been made.
Baji submitted the
JK chawe guru high levels of criteria.
Iranga bwetwara banesiru yaka.
Just as we saw the seal of the
law. Mukuri le chigambo cha katu.
Involves here with the word of God.
Atinyoredwa.
It's not distorted.
Tongedwa.
It's not added on.
Totoramu.
You don't subtract from it.
Bwabula kati banobo chibakora.
But what these ones do?
We kunyora.
It is to distort.
No kutoramu no kuongera.
Subtract and add within the word of God.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Baba jira dadi kati kuofunye.
And they know that you amabara
ku buramu obo.
The spots upon your life.
Ufunye ne mfunyiro.
You've got even the wrinkles.
Ibyawandiko bina bulara.
You have scriptures upside down.
Kino chikuru nyo.
This is very important.
Era chi kufuna batonda amadini buli
kisera. That's why they create religions every time.
Everything
they explain it differently.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
they don't believe in the rhythm of the Bible. Those are the religions you see in the world.
And
all the people
are
when you get back scripture by scripture, they don't want back. They say, add in yours. They go back home.
That
situation, devil, ties within it. Let's proceed on here.
Isaya esula ya birimo mwendo nyirwa 15.
Isaiah 29 verse 15.
Ziba sanza abo abakenyo wansi okukweka mukama okutesa kwawe.
Era buli naku bakenyo wansi.
They go down deeper.
Underground.
Underground.
Wansi munyanja.
Under the sea.
And
they have gone to do what there?
Kunonya banyonde batili
yawa. How are they going to distort scriptures?
What are they going to do to create
another religion
every time?
Another belief and they have copied scriptures
before
they know this is the major point. There are many people they know that they are elects of God.
But because
deception and much rebellion, these ones can fall. Now they try to see that they put all these wrinkles
and
they
go
deep under the same time
and they start
down to distort the word of God.
You
get Bibles and they have Holy Ghost and they bring out material to prove that it is right, Holy Ghost. And they have spent something like 200 years and they are working for that. By the time it reaches the generation, you come
in,
and all the generation, they kill it. They calculate something which you can never calculate now. They sit down and say, the generation coming, what are we going to do
with the Holy Spirit?
They begin to cast off Holy Spirit in the Bible. And others speak Holy Spirit. Ahead, they have to wipe it out. They have calculated their things long time. But God, when they hide, God remains
singing.
God comes out revealed, they will love him those words. As we are here. Let's move on.
Isaiah
29 verse 15.
Okukweka mukama okuteesa kwawe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Ne boogera nti ani atulaba. Era ani atumanyi.
Eyo gye bakka ne banyola
ebintu.
Bwe baali batuula okukubisa Bayibuli.
When they were sitting to print down this Bible.
Bagamba ekintu kimu.
They said one thing.
Tukube Bayibuli.
Let's print many Bibles.
Zibuzebuza
abantu. That they will confuse people.
Bajja tuuka ekiseera.
They will reach a time.
Baruhanagane bokka.
And they fight each other.
Ekiseera ne kituukira.
And it came to pass.
Me
when God was showing me this in the yarn of heaven.
Let me tell
you the things you see people arguing about. More especially 2005. And they are going to argue today. They were seated and reasoning. And they are selling to release Bibles. And they are numerous, but they are different in scriptures. They will fight each other themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. By the living God. Every time wait, he says wait for the season and times. By the time you will speak those words, they will be truly right.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
what I want to tell you, when they go deeper into the sea,
when
they find the first
mine,
I told you the greatest factory is the one of distorting Bibles down there. It is the main base headquarters or the main headquarters under the sea. And they know very well.
If you distort
Bibles, people have to get wrinkles.
Yes, we have
Jesus.
Baba inofuna
amabara. Must get spots.
Oluvanyuma lwekyo kwe kuyulika.
After that is to be torn.
Kwe kugamba nti ofuna enamba luka nkaka muka.
So you get the number 666.
Yotayinza kubanga otunga
kaka. You cannot be able to.
Muvunikira ddala ebintu
bakwata ebintu eyo wansi mu nyanja ekyawandika mu butuufu ne
bakifunaba
baleeta mu kimu omuntu alina ofuna ebbalaalinaofunaefunyiro wadali bamukkanisa
kulinaomukwatirayo
balisigala nga bano
reading scriptures by the distorting and twisting
them.
It is the generation you
see
today. The pastor reads very well. Ezekiel 37.
He
dry bones in the valley.
He don't
finish, they tell you.
Your business here, but
that's your business has been in the valley. The pockets have gotten dry without money. Yet down
there,
those are the children of Israel. Now, not money, not a saucepan. Which have gotten
wrong.
These are done with higher intentions. And they have calculated
one.
Even though you are in the church, you must get a spot and a wrinkle. At the end of it all, you must get the number 666. They run from us, go to church. But we still have them right from there.
Those
gatherings never stop them to appear.
So
they
know.
The one going to preach are going to preach their own things. Even the money they bring and they put it aside there. Those men come with their own
sections
and they still inject money in the ministry.
And they
very well, what you speak is their own. And there's nothing you are committing. Just proceed on with this gospel we are supporting it. And the thing God has supported you in the things you are distorting and twisting. Let us see.
Isaya sura ya 19 nyirwa 19.
Isaiah 29 verse 16.
Omubumbi bali mwenkanye bumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera nekyogera kwoye yakikola nti teyankola.
Omuntu gwe bakugamba ekintu bakikola bukozi.
You are just formed.
Katonda agamba nti mutukuvu.
God says I have the Holy Spirit.
Mwe abantu abali ku nsi mugamba.
You human beings are the Holy Ghost. He has the Holy Ghost.
Mbo omuzimu omutukuvu.
That a ghost which has been cleansed, it's holy now.
That's why
it's said in Hosea 4 that God has the charge with people in the world.
Because
they contend with God, he says this and they also say the other. God says, I am upon your heart. I am knocking you open for me, I enter. Revelation 3:20. This one tell you no.
Lord,
we are opening and dedicating this church, this building that you enter it. Now see human being. Do you know that God has to enter? All these are spots in the people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they are real sports and
wrestlers.
And the men are preparing number 666. You must get the sports.
Or we call
the mark.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Perhaps in the world you've never looked carefully at this. But
you've got
the chance to hear from the Holy Spirit. Try to explain to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bakugambi,
they have told you. They despise the potter. And they say what he made, he doesn't understand. How can he say the church are the people? We the church is the building. But you know the years. The
wrinkle
of a building to be a church, how long it's taken? You know the years that Rick has been there for? You know how long that sport has been on in the people? For in the year 312,
they built
St. Peter Basilica
in
the Vatican, Roman Catholic Church, to be the biggest church in the world. They had calculated the world. They had to take away the church of Christ which resurrects within us. And they wipe it away. And it is very hard. You can think that you are a church yourself. Do you know the years you've spoken this word? Do you know that record? How long it has existed? Even born again, when he got born again, never got out of a building in the church. It also moved on working.
But
when we look into all the apostles, in all their letters and the acts of the apostles, they never counted the building to be a church. They show human beings to be the church of Christ. And it's not built by trees. It's
shown
to be built by spiritual gifts. All things you see, you perhaps not have looked at
them.
But these men did them with me. In
innovation,
you to call it building a church. That is a record and a sport. And when you get on proving and you do more sin, even the children and your grandchildren, but from 312, subtract we are in 2017, subtract 312 only, and you know how long that rick has been on in the people, and ask yourself, how many are going to heaven? How many are going to heaven? But these men are always under the sea. Jezebel and the fallen angels. And all the workers joining on the devil to be able to distort the word of God. And the intention, people must get the spot, they must get the wrinkle. For they know Jesus will not come for a church like that. I speak of you human beings. Praise Jesus. For we know we are the temple of the living of the Spirit of the Lord. Now they know the
work
is the spot or wrinkle is not going to be taken anywhere. Now what they did, and they said, let's make many wrinkles and many spots, and we engrave our number on people. Number 666. There will be hours that it can no more argue about that. For Jesus, they know he's not going to come back with a spot or wrinkle. That's where you are, and you think you got born again, you are never born again. And you are in words which are distorted and twisted. Jesus baptized in his flowing river, and the men bring a barrel, and they baptize you within all years. They were born again as he tried to come out, God warning him. Immediately, they had ran back and they have put their own poles down. All these are wrinkles, let me tell you, and they are sports. Men do them intending, knowing. You fall in it when you're not known. But know that ignorance doesn't make you innocent. Praise Jesus. We've gone to Ezekiel 27. We want to see where they go deeper, where they see the distort these scriptures, to subtract and to add within them, and their intention, they're following the number 666. And they say, even though the saints have run from us, these elects, we have to search for them wherever they've gone. At least we capture the pastor, and we pretend to call them in America. We are going to be giving them anointing, and we put money in them, and we change his gospel, and we tell you how to preach this. You think you are called in America, you gain favor. God has opened doors for you. It does not how God opens doors. If God has not opened the door of the gospel, and he opens the door of money, that is not the Lord God. God opens the door of the gospel, and the gospel brings money.
But
it has to move with its provision.
If
they open a door for you and it's for only money, and it's not for the gospel, you always shut it yourself. Now we have called you, come on, we give you some money, and you add in ministry. Why don't you the gospel I preach to first be told you? And when they open for money, and it's not for the gospel, you close it yourself. Anytime I look in the Bible, I hear that, and the door of the gospel was opened for us. But today, a man says they opened the door for money for us.
They're
going to America, they're going to China. It's the door of money which is opened itself. The one of preaching the gospel is still shut. Let's proceed on and we see.
Ezekiel 27, verse 1. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Tuulo. Ogambe Tuulo nti ayi gwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga ebingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Naye
kampuni esinga obukulu,
bafulemi
enjo gye
balowooza
kulwanisa kigambo kya Katonda.
It's not twisting it, making it upside down, subtracting and adding within it. And they put Bible colleges in America and in many other nations. And they say it's free studying. And before you studied all their garbage, and they tell you, you too make a Bible
yourself.
Let me tell you, Bible colleges in nations. Everyone getting out, they have to make their own Bible. Now it's upon you knowing what you've done yourself. That just as you've understood. What important do you think is
all
about?
When you're going to get
and out of that study, each one makes his own Bible. Now within that they choose what they're going to cast down this end. That they are put in Africa to supply the word. But what word have they brought to give you except poison?
Ezekiel 27,
verse 5.
Embaawo ozo zonna baazijja mu miberosi egiva ku Seniri, bajje emivule ku Lebanooni okukolera omulongooti. Enkasizo bazikoze mu myera egya Basani.
Praise Jesus.
Era omulongooti ogwo,
and they have that mask.
Bw'oba oyagala okugula,
if you want to see it,
osoma ku byafaayo bya Bermuda Triangle.
Read about the details of Bermuda Triangle.
Okuva ne gusika nnyonyi.
How it comes out to pull down planes.
Amaato gonna agayitawo.
All the ships passing that location.
Zonna bamira mu mizi ne
mbeere. All of them are swallowed with the ships. And they put under the sea.
Maybe
some human beings are taken down there. And you come back when they changed you. Many people pretend to be ministers of God. And they go under the sea. Many businessmen, many artists, people from different families, they go under the sea. And they are trained the job to twist the word of God. Praise Jesus. But in this station involves getting the wrinkle, involves getting spots. Those are what head to the mark of the devil, and they reach the number 666. You may not have thought of this. This spot, how is mark? How can it come? And how can I appear that I have a wrinkle? How does it appear? But my brother, you first ask your neighbor. Ask them, how would you have seen a wrinkle? And what is it? Okay, you would have seen, how would you have seen a spot? And you know that right now I have a spot that you can try to rub it off yourself. It is very hard. Me too, I never knew how it is.
And
in the time God teaching me through the journey of heaven, I just looked like that.
And I wondered,
ask me, how would you have known when you had a wrinkle?
And
how would you have known that you had a spot?
And
I saw it too, I never knew that. The spot? How can it happen in the spiritual realm? Now, God, every spot upon someone's body, that is it. Anyone with a spot, a mark on your body. Now, is it that? Anyone with any spot? Is there anyone without it? Is it that they are speaking about? Those things are very sensitive. They are not on that mark you speak of. But how can you know you have this spot in you? That would have been
very
possible. But see, where there will be wisdom, that is the word of God. Where there is understanding, and we capture a little here, a little there, we shall be able to know all of them. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Second Peter 3, verse 15.
Kale abagalwa, kubanga musu birebio. Mufubenga okusangibwa mu mirembe nga temulina bbala ne wankubadde omusango mu maaso ge.
Listen very carefully.
Nti kale bwe tumala okubikkulirwa.
After we are revealed of this.
Ebbala liberaho litya.
So how does this recall happen?
N'olufunyiro olujja lutya.
Even the spot, how can it come on a human being? Let us try.
Tusinganibwe nga tewali
alina. That we may find no one having it. So if they find you that you have a spot and a wrinkle, there's nowhere you're going.
Next to the
number
666.
Almost you have it.
Well,
after you get the wrinkle of the devil or the mark, you've already hit the number 666. The wrinkles are upon people.
Satan
is not easy to enter it. Except when you have the light of the word of God. And you don't stumble. And truly you walk when you see. Praise Jesus.
They
told the Master Jesus.
In John chapter 11.
The Lazarus is dead.
He
told them no. He is not gotten sick to death.
Me,
I walk during day, I always see. He is not dead, he is alive. In the light of knowledge, you can know all things. That's why he said that the spirit of body himself cannot be
touched out.
The one in the spirit of knowledge. For we
start
the Holy Spirit in the fullness. And he has the spirit of knowledge.
You separate
what is worthy full and what is worthless.
Concerning
the number 666,
it
began from the wrinkle and the spot.
It's
very hard to search it out. That's why they tell you, enter in heaven is not easy. It is not easy at all. For it involves things we cannot even search. The fact that drags you and draws you to enter it. Hallelujahs are in heaven for that. The angels rejoice for that. And they rejoice. And they dance for that. How have you made your brethren? How have you passed through? One person to get saved, they have to rejoice in heaven. In that salvation, it's not on the mouth, but be saved even into actions, and to overcome to the day you get out of the body. That's where they rejoice. For how are you? They have made it through. If it wasn't hard, they wouldn't have rejoiced. But because it is hard, they rejoice for that. And they say, brethren, how do you pass the door of heaven? You have passed the gate of
wisdom.
Well, come back. And they begin to hug you, and they are numerous. You can't finish them. And they get their
boots
and they sing.
And
you have overcome where you passed.
When you reach
on the brink of his back, you began. Things have gotten spoiled.
For
the wrinkles we have prepared long time.
Peter,
Second Peter 3:15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa be yawandiikira. Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna. ngayogera ku ebyo muzo
mu bbaluwa za omutume
Paul
yayogera nnyo ku nfunyiro
spoke of the wrinkles
yayogera mu bakolosaayi n'agamba
spoke in Colossians and say
Yesu ayagala tutabaganya naye tulimukuba n'enfunyiro
wants to reconcile with him that we don't have spots and wrinkles
yayogera mirundi mingi mu bbaluwa zonna omwezi yamuwandiisa
the letters he spoke is brought Paul
Yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
naye nga byali bizibu okutegeera
but we are hard to understand
soko Maria
tuli mu bbaluwa ya Petero Petero ekyokubiri essuula ya kusatu
Second Peter chapter 3
onyiirwa 16
verse 16
era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo muzo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu be banyoola
nti abada kwegamba abatamanyi
people were ignorant
tebaafuna kumanya
they never got knowledge
era n'abalala nga baliyawo
others appear
oba baalokoka ggulu oba mmere
they got heaven or food
teka baaluka kulya mmere
maybe they got set to eat food
those avuga moto
maybe drive cars
tebaswa pitegira
they cannot understand them
babinyoona n'okubinyoola
they distort them
wabwe amala okutunula mu Yokaana
essuula y'okusatu
akoze overnight
he spent an overnight
n'agamba
and he says
musomereko
read for me
Yokaana essuula y'okusatu
John chapter 3 verse 1
awo Nicodemus
now Nicodemus
n'asoba mu kiro
and he moved in the night
tuli mu kiro kyale
we are in the night tonight kuba
Nicodemus bali
you are the Nicodemus gamba kwe
Nicodemus
say you are the Nicodemus
Then Nicodemus.
I am the Nicodemus.
No soba mchiro.
And you moved in the night.
Gamba nesoba mchiro.
You say I moved in the night. I moved in the night.
Nesijeri Yesu.
I came to Jesus.
Gamba nesijeri Yesu.
Say I came to Jesus.
Yesu trompita ko.
Jesus don't pass me.
Gamba nemubeerawo.
And you are there.
Yesu Daniel azanyira buzanyisi kubana
ba Katonda. Playing on the children of God.
Nebagamba we yatunga eri Yesu.
And they say when he reached to Jesus.
Namugamba Yesu.
He told him Rabbi.
Yewali ayinza kukola ebyo kujja konga ya verika
no one can do those things except they come from God.
Yesu namugamba.
Jesus told him.
Toyinza kujingira bwa kabaka
bwa. You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Okuja muzadde omuntu
yokuwa. Except when you're born again.
Kati nkutegeza.
Now I tell you.
Business years alibwo.
Your business gets born again.
Omwana we yali yakugenda ko.
Husband what left
you.
He comes back the second time. Foolishness.
Kati bino byonna bifuna nga biri
mu. Now all these things. Mumabara ne mfunyiro zi. And I sports and wrinkles.
As taba binyola ne
bibisa. As long as it is taught then.
Sitani abakola.
The devil is working.
Atandikira wasomye bulunje chawa ne
bibisa scripture but it distorts it.
Ye onaze bamugamba zali bamundi kwa
kuja
sikoba kabaka bwo mukuru.
He's taught to be born again to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Katonda mulaba yali afira mu Adam.
He sees him died through Adam.
Hakati atonda sana binyonyo
yali na business. Cannot explain. He sees a business which has to be get born again.
Omusajja yali akolekawo.
A husband of the pardon is coming back the second time. That's what he sees.
Mwenjiro chare.
Tonight.
Osinga Yesu mkwate chire.
Let Jesus hold him tight.
Don't mutwa mgambe.
Don't let him go tell
him.
I am the Nicodemus.
Osinga ni mchama mwenjiro chare.
I have met you in secret night.
Omwani wangere kakome ogo
kubi. Let my husband come back the same time.
Azari mwenjiro chare.
Let him be born again in my life.
Ngamuku bawe.
And he shout hallelujah.
Itani ngaderi aga.
And the devil is enchanting. He says it's working for him.
Bali kumfunyira bafuna
nabo bara. They are on wrinkles and port skating.
Ebintu babinyonde babifuna bulala.
They have distorted things getting them differently.
Ede ndi ndugoroza lwaki kibunyona.
See why do things spread all over the world?
Singa jari kato.
If it was God.
Uchika nyoku ina obisi kokawe wati kibune.
If it would dare pass to spread.
Sichangu.
It's not easy.
Wabule byo kunyola bili wano.
But distorting is all over the world.
Asomaya anyola
kya gadde. The one who distorts it. Getting out whatever he wants.
When Emuroza abikulidwa
the spirit has been revealed the pastor.
He has the spirit
of revelation upon him.
Yabulide kumbazi.
He preached of the axe.
Eh yakwa mumazi.
Which fell in the water.
Nagamba.
And he said.
Business yali yakwa mumazi.
Your business had fallen in the water. Right now today.
Yangosige munabi wa mukama.
So the door of the Lord.
Egena kukurukukayo.
It's going to spring out of the water. I'm going to just speak a word.
Your
get out. That is your business now. The man has a revelation.
Yet the revelation
is gotten from the devil to distort scriptures.
They
have the spirit of the devil of distorting scriptures.
Because
people get wrinkles and spots.
Nja kwandika stand paka kama amaze minimum
moon. Expose the devil till the Lord has winded as his works within me. What comes from distorting scriptures? Finish here this scripture.
Petero ekyokubiri essula ssatu tuli ku nyiirwa kumi na mukaaga.
Second Peter 3 verse 16.
Era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala.
Tebanyoola munyozi bino
ebyawandiikibwa. They don't distort only these scriptures.
Oba omutume Pawulo bye yawandiika.
Or what Apostle Paul wrote.
Banyoola buli kyawandiikibwa kye bakutteko.
They distort every scripture they lay hold on.
Era ayinza okukwataawo ekyawandiikibwa.
And they can get a scripture right there.
Nga tokisuubira kujjamu ekitu.
They never expect it to come like that.
N'agamba.
And he says.
Munsomereko.
Read for me.
Kisome.
Read it.
Bikura.
Open there.
Ndaba temubikura.
I just see you open. What is happening?
Munsomere.
Read for me.
Oyinza n'okutya n'okugamba agenda soma
ki. And you ask what is going to be. Maybe
he's just going
to read it new.
Zaburi 2.
Psalms 2.
Onyoro 7.
Verse 7.
Ekiragiro ndi
kibuli. I will proclaim the command.
Olinde.
Have you heard it?
Kibuli la kankana
ekiragiro. I'm proclaiming it right now.
Mukama yangamba.
The Lord told me.
Gamba mukama yangamba.
Say the Lord told me.
Oli mwana wange.
You are my child.
Gamba oli mwana wange.
Say you are my child.
They don't consider
today I've begotten you.
Daudi mujewo.
David take him aside.
Yebwa Daudi wa lero.
David of today.
Era gamba mangu.
And say immediately.
Mukama akuzadde olwa lero.
God has begotten you today.
Musabe.
Pray.
Kubanga wasagambi.
For he says down.
Musabe.
Ask of me.
Nange ndikuwa mawanga.
And I'll give you nations.
Kati musabe mawanga.
Now ask those nations.
Muri nyeria Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Ogenda okubera mu
Bible kusaidi. Check in the Bible the other side.
Si Daudi bandi.
It is not David.
Ate sigwe.
And it is not you.
Kubanga bugenda mbibula ni Yesu.
For when you go to Hebrews 1:5.
Agamba ni kuba malaika kwa yali agambi tuli mwana gero
kuzadde. Of the angel did he say you are my child because. Nebo aleto mbelebele munsi. But when he breathed the first born in the world.
Agamba ba malaika bwe bonna
bamusinza. He tells all his angels to worship him.
Fetufuka di aba.
How do we become children? Jesus gives us authority to become the children of God. John chapter 1:10 down.
Bonna bamusembeza.
All who breath
believe
him. He gave them the right to become children. Not the Father.
If
the Father speaks, he speaks about
God.
Jesus has introduced us to the Father. When we reject him, he never introduces us there.
All
scripture, let me tell you. I don't know what is on this world.
You
may perhaps have not known what is a ring. Can't you go in heaven with them?
You're
distorting God's scripture. How dare you reach heaven when you have things upside down? And you in heaven, you think there are funny structures up there in heaven.
That
when he has a city, how dare you reach there? That the Lord reveals was these days. The woman died 3 days and she went to heaven. She passed a rock. Where is it written? All that you get is a sprinkle, not in scriptures. Where does the Bible show that when people go to heaven, they pass a rock and they have their luggages on the head? They will fail on the rock, they fall down. We see angels coming for the saints.
We see
angels coming for them who go to hell. These things you see them, they are like a joke in this world. And we pray with them through the church. We don't dare check them. We just believe. That I found you there. As long as you're born again, you enter heaven. But you get a funny structure up there, or you reside on the streets of heaven. That too you believe it.
Those
at the wrinkles you hear, you will never reach heaven.
And
after distorting what, these are what follow. Finish for us. 2 Peter chapter 3.
Peter ekyokubiri essula ya kusatu olunyiriri lwa kumi na mukaaga.
Second Peter 3 verse 16.
Olw'okuzikirira kwabwe
bo. As
long as you distort God's words,
you
end up in destruction.
It
means the one distorting a scripture, they are next to the number 666 to accessing it. And they already have it.
For
distortion, you are being engraved with that number. In the process of distorting the word of God, or subtracting and adding it in, now they are engraving the number upon your life. By the time you see it, it is reached upon you. Now it's like I will tell you. Maybe when someone tells you the number is there, as you see it, who has written it? Now in the time of distortion, they are engraving that number upon you. One by one. in these wrinkles. Number 246, did you write when you have not squeezed? I mean, you write it when you have pointed straight. You have to squeeze it. Perhaps the number recall in the Bible gets wrong, but that what is what writes number
3:6.
And you cannot write when you have no spot of where the pen is going to put the writing. The first is that spot, right? Have you gone to define it? Have you ever written down and the first spot begins with, you write in the book and see the first spot, just begin a spot is what begins write the number after a pen down, begin to write
it
begins, and you things can come out and you see them as long as you put a spot down and you begin to squeeze down, writing. They are words of the Spirit. Yet they can appear in the flesh. The spot is what is first, and you begin to wrinkle out. You have understood it well.
But we again,
any place where they distort the word of God and they subtract the evidence, and let me tell you, the entire world is like that. It's more through distorting the word of God. You find someone that tells you, God says he helps the one who helps himself. Where did you read that? And you think it's a joke. The devil remains working. God said it's just a spirit. Where is it written that it's just a spirit? He has no body. God is a big-eyed God. Where did you read that? All this move within our lives. It is where the Bible tells us that the devil built prison in this world. Lets anyone go back their own country in heaven. Everywhere there's a prison. You have to have the light of the word of God. It never left you going to heaven. It tries to see you have a record, a spot. Yet the intention is to get destroyed.
Peter 2:17. Kale abaagalwa, kubanga musoose okutegeera, mwekuumenga nga muleme okugwa okuva mu bunywevu bwammwe nga mutwalibwa obukyamu bw'ababi. Naye mukulire mu kisa ne mukutegeera Mukama waffe era Omulokozi Yesu Kristo, oyo yaweebwa aweebwenga ekitiibwa kaakano era n'okutuusa ku lunaku olw'emirembe n'emirembe. Amiina.
And you wonder you're getting a revelation. If you want to be revealed in the word of God, you go read back Isaiah 28:9-13. It is command by command. Get four commands, you get a revelation. Get two four scriptures, you'll be revealed. Praise Jesus. For a revelation, it means understanding. Praise Jesus.
There
are a little, there are a little. You connect to different chapters of different books which make the Bible. The revelation of God is not meditation, but it's to join a word by word. Ecclesiastes 7,
then
connected spiritual words with spiritual truth. For the word tells us they are spirits and they are life. John 6:63. This we've been hearing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these people who are evil, these are what they do. Second Timothy, when they do these things of distortions, distorting the word of God. Second Timothy chapter 2. We began from verse
Timusewo ekyokubiri esula yakubiyonyererwa kumi.
2 Timothy 2:10.
Kyenva ngumiikiriza byonna olw'abalonde era n'abo balyoke bafune obulokovu obuli mu Kristo Yesu wamu n'ekitiibwa ekitaggwaawo. Ekigambo kino kyesigwa nti kuba obanga twafa naye era tulibeera balamu naye, obanga tugumiikiriza era tulifuga naye, obanga tulimwegaana era naye alitwegaana ffe, obanga tetukkiriza yabeera mwesigwa kubanga tayinza kwerimba. Ebyo bibajjukizanga ng'obakuutirira mu maaso ga Mukama waffe obutalwananga na bigambo ebitagasa.
Nti kasita mubeeramu ebigambo nga
tebigasatemuwulira
abantu nga balwanira simanyi olwegosiebyokatukeetutawaakuddatulina okuteesa ku muzimu omutukuvu
n'omutukuvu. Debate on the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Their words are meaningless.
Them,
we know the Holy Ghost as a demon. Go and change perhaps English. Don't tell us, let's go deeper. Why did you bring it in the dictionary? They are words that have no meaning.
If you speak
the word of God, don't even waste your time waiting. You search out to also get it. Any time you have it, perhaps is this right? You begin to
hope.
When you're not sure, you begin to get off track.
Timusewo ekyokubiri esula bbiri olunyiriri lwa kumi na nnya.
2 Timothy 2:14.
Obutalwananga na bigambo ebitagasa ebikyamya abawulira.
Nti abawulira babeera bakyama.
That they who hear they get ruined.
Simanyi oba bakristaayo bannaffe batuula batya ne bakola ebintu bino.
How our fellow Christians sit and do the things.
Nga bamaze kutuula ne Satani.
Except when they first sat with the devil under the sea. If you have one spirit, one law, and one faith, how dare you tell me you have different Bibles? Just as we see in Ephesians 4, our master has to be one faith, one spirit, one baptism, and our hope is one. That is heaven. If we are going there and you get scriptures different and another different, how did they reach there? See, they told you that the throne of God, you find it at the extreme end of the Jerusalem city. Another was told it is in the middle of the Jerusalem city. Now when you reach the door and you head in the center, I got the extreme end to find God. It's like they will tell you the throne of God, 24 old men, and another reads elders. Now on the throne of God there were even 4 beasts. And they never told you of living creatures. Another gets 4 beasts. Another living creatures. Now we reach the door of heaven. 4 beasts.
Kerubim
angel. There is a problem. You have to know why the devil does the things you cannot meet in one heaven, and you are confused like that. Amos 3:3 says, who cannot walk together except they agree. He knows what he's doing. There's one who prays, Hail Mary, pray for us sinners, even in the time of our death, that we are going to be sinners to our death. Others we pray, forgive us
our
sins, that will lead us without spot nor wrinkle. There will be, to death there will be sinners. Do you know what the devil is doing in the scriptures? The spots and the wrinkles at a high level. Now even born again, he has things distorted upside down. They told him, hell is in heaven. They don't know where hell is from. Now they expect to have gone in heaven and to find hell there. Yet the devil is the one also leading in hell. That's what they told them. These things you see them as a joke, brethren.
But
least evil works of the spirit of the devil. The highest evil works. And the evil works we have seen of the spirit of the devil. But where we have reached here, these are the highest evil works of him. Let's proceed on here to 2 Timothy.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esura 2 olunyi lwa 15.
2 Timothy 2:15.
Fubanga okweraga ng'osimbibwa Katonda. Omukozi akwatibwa ensonyi. Ayisa wakati ekigambo ekyamazima.
Nti oba olina okubanga ekigambo ekyamazima.
How to be handled incorrectly. The word of truth. I say, I know Holy Spirit. The rest you bring, I'm not in it. It's upon you now with the Holy Ghost. I know God. When you bring God, I don't want to know about God. The word is this which is right, God.
The
church is asked people, don't confuse me that the building tree is a church.
Second Timothy 2:15. Katuludem. Fubanga okweraga ng'osimbibwa Katonda. Omukozi atakwatibwa nsonyi. Ayisa wakati ekigambo ekyamazima. Naye ebigambo ebitaliimu, ebitali bya ddiini, obyewalanga.
Ebigambo ebitaliimu.
Words which are godless.
Ebitali bya ddiini.
Which are not.
God.
Within them there is no fear of God.
When
you study the right religion, according to James 1, right from 21 down, they tell the religion of God is to help the needy, to
leave
works of evil, to help the orphans, and to always do good. That's the religion of God. The religion of God is not a group of people. It is actions. And of righteousness.
There are
the religions of the devil. They do things which are not of all the scriptures. Others, when they've started religion, they have begun to think the religion is right.
Religion
is right when the actions are right. Actions of righteousness. That's what it's called religion, which is right. The false religion of the devil, the actions which are all not unrighteous. You read very well James. James chapter 1. From verses 1. Let's proceed on.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esula ya kubiyonyirirwa 16.
Timothy 2:16.
Kubanga baliyitirira mu butatya Katonda. N'ekigambo kyabwe kiririyanga kookolo.
They can spread in your head. And in your entire head. That is what is filled in there. And even when you speak, speak the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
you end up. And the violence of that evil word eats you up.
It
eats the entire heart and finishes it. Even when you're dreaming,
preaching
Holy Ghost, you cannot just speak Holy Spirit, for it eats you to the Spirit. It consumes you like cancer. You think born again pray when they are shaking heads, it's different way. They were told to shake heads as they pray. They are praying as they are shaking heads like that. Is it written you have to shake heads as you pray? There are things which come and consume your head. And you pray, if you don't shake your head praying, you're not praying. And they are beating just as they are praying, making shouting. I don't know. Jesus is hearing what you're beating or you're speaking. There are things when they come, they consume people's hearts immediately, quickly, and they eat them up like cancers. They can spread the entire city in a few days. Don't you think we speak the seven eyes and seven spirits? You see, you're struggling to
eat
you, but you got Holy Ghost in one day.
Timoteo ekyokubiri esula ya kubiri onyerwa 17.
2 Timothy 2:17.
N'ekigambo kyabwe kiriryanga kokolo kwabo ye kumenayo ne fileto kubanga bakyamya mu mazima.
Bano kye bakola,
what they do,
basigalanga abali mu mazima,
they remain as if they're in the truth,
batanyola
and they distort it.
Orabo bo bawulira nga
bogera, and when you hear them speak,
agamu kama yandumye tusome emizimu,
tusome God sent task me to start it, teach demons. Scripture says we start a God.
Bible
says John 17:3, eternal life is
know
the one true God in Christ Jesus is sent. This one has been sent that we know demons, that as if they are the truth. Now they begin to claim we are going to meet this different types of demons. Let us beat Kalondos. Let us send this demon in the desert. It is written down. When it reaches the desert, it comes back. Some of the things you write there,
and you are
in a job, the devil is enjoying as God's children are suffering.
But
after meeting that demon of Kalondos, that it haunts you, everything you evolve into, it kills it. Now, and you beat the demon of immorality that appears through a dog. And dogs chase you through the night. They boast themselves that the dogs. They are the people who abandon the truth. You are with them and they are tormenting you themselves. They are the dogs. How can you dare get out of being a wizard and teach demons? Now, when Paul left to be a Pharisee, he told the Pharisee teachings. He said, oh, that is rubbish. I don't want to know that. I want to know one thing, Christ Jesus crucified. Did he bring it back?
And
he says, let me teach you the Pharisees and their customs. To profit us how? He made a loss. He was losing Christ for those things which are useless. He couldn't teach them to us at all. These ones get into the truth and they distort it. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 11:13-14, that they masquerade as preachers of righteousness. They teach you within different classes.
And
they say they have an order here. But the order is not of God. The order is of teaching demons. Now, when will you ever study God? But if you dare tell them to study God, they can get haggard. When you tell them, let's study demons. Yes, if we study demons, it works. It will help us to be delivered. Who gets delivered?
Is God or not?
Is there one, why don't you study him? The Bible says, if you are to attack the armies of the enemy, you first know your own armies. You first know of the many angels, and you know the many demons. You must first know the ones on your side, and then you see the one on the other side. But we don't even need to know one by one name. All them are the devils. We just chase them. Praise Jesus. But these ones get within the truth itself, and they come as they are righteous. But in distorting scriptures, as they are the chief in it. Praise Jesus. You know, there's a scripture one brother argued within it. It's in Matthew. Matthew
23.
He argued and said, that verse was removed. For that verse was abusing them. But the verse was saying, they who pretend to be praying so much. They who pretend to be praying so much and they grab from the widow at their houses. And the widows.
When
he just reads the one which abuses his colleague, he doesn't read the one which speaks about him.
Yes,
we
praise Jesus.
That we
let's move in Timothy.
2 Timothy 2:18. Kubanga bacha mazima. Ngaboogera ng'okuzuukira kwamala okubeerawo.
Some of them wonder for the truth. They say, you are waiting for Jesus. Jesus already came back. He came back a long time. That's how they say.
And
you can beat a religion saying that. Like the Jehovah's. They say he came back in 1982 around there. That Jesus came back. And they say they're going to live in the garden of God in this world. Religions are there like this. You find it and you enter in it. These ones say that resurrection already happened. And that they would never expect it to happen. Like the Roman Catholic Church. It's not there what you're speaking about. They are into their own political.
Like,
you think it's a church.
Second Timothy 2:18.
When they have destroyed the scriptures, they end up destroying your faith. They have destroyed the word of God. They have made it upside down upon your life. You two have been having faith. You get out of it. And you say, perhaps the other word is right. The man distorts it and explains it in that way.
Tuli mu Timoteo ekyokubiri esula yakubiri onyerwa 19. Naye omusingi gwa Katonda omugumu gubeerawo nga gulina akabonero kano nti Mukama waffe amanyi ababe. Era nti yeewalenga obutali butuukirivu buli ayatula erinnya lya Mukama waffe. Naye mu nyumba enene temubaamu bintu bya zaabu n'ebya feeza byokka, naye era n'ebyemiti n'ebyebbumba n'ebirala ebyekitiibwa n'ebirala ebitali bya kitiibwa. Kale omuntu bwe yeelongoosangako ebyo anaabeeranga ekintu eky'ekitiibwa ekyatukuzibwa ekisaanira omwami okuweerezanga ekyalongoosebwa buli mulimu omulungi.
Praise Jesus. We have different vessels. Others are strong like gold. And others are like silver. And others are like timber. And they need to be taken off all these weaknesses. That they become right people in serving God. And they have no spot. They are worthy to serve the Master. To serve the Master Jesus. In every good work. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, that's how it is. We must try to fight on ourselves not to get these wrinkles and the spots. For all them who get them, they are heading for destruction. To subtract scriptures and to add within them, it's
to
spot. It's part of making the spots and making these wrinkles. And to get the wrinkles. That is why it is written from the tournament. It's written in the tournament. The tournament 4 verses 1 and 2. We can stretch to around verse 6.
Ekyamateeka esula ya kuna olinnya olw'okubiri. Temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira. So temuchisalangako.
There
is no adding on it.
There
is no subtracting from it. Every time you go, they subtract from the word of God. Or they add on it. That is to get the spots and the wrinkles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
don't add on the word of God, don't subtract from it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Anytime
you add within it, these are what follow. That's why I've told you, if there is the Holy Spirit, leave him to be the Holy Spirit. Don't take him out and you claim the Holy Ghost.
Those are
what add on these spots upon you and to tighten a ring upon yourself. After that is number 666. We don't accept this approach from it, not even to add on the word. I want to go deeper in that word.
And
think a command why God didn't release it. And don't subtract, not add on the word of God. Even when you're speaking,
even when you're
explaining on scriptures here, don't bring your own. For you will bring wrinkles upon your colleagues. They will understand words differently. Let's accept the Holy Spirit that is peace within us. For we will never make a mistake in the word of God. Deuteronomy 4 verse 2.
Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wamwe bye mbalagira. Amaaso gammwe galabye Mukama kye yakola olwa Bali Peori. Kubanga abantu bonna abaagoberera Bali Peori Mukama Katonda wo yabazikiriza wakati mumwe. Naye mmwe abeegatta ne Mukama Katonda wammwe mukyali balamu buli muntu kummwe leero. Laba mbayigiriza amateeka n'emisango nga Mukama Katonda wange bwe yandagira. Mukolenga bwe mutyo wakati mu nsi gye muyingira okugirya. Kale mubyekuumenge mubikolenga kubanga ago ge magezi gammwe n'okutegeera kwammwe mu maaso g'amawanga aganawuliranga amateeka ago gonna negogera nti mazima eggwanga lino ekkulu be bantu ab'amagezi eri abategeera.
Bwe tubikuumanga ebiragiro
And we've not added with them, we've not subtracted from them.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
That is our wisdom.
Yes.
We get back to 2 Timothy,
yes.
Chapter 2,
yes.
Verse 23.
Yes.
And they tell you like this: people ask you concerning the words of God, and they ask you foolish words. And you try to explain the word and they tell you this prayer, speaking in wisdom what you understand, they to avoid such people. These are the messengers of the devil, and they pass through the world every time. Others have demons on their heads. They move with them, they have come to trouble you. When you get scriptures for them, and they tell you, well, let's get from scriptures, the words wrote them. Let's get in understanding of human wisdom. These chase them away. They refuse us to act. They told us to speak the Bible. If you don't want to go, don't insist on them. Others are messengers of the devil. They have never called. They will never change all their days.
Tugenze mu Timoseo ekyokubiri essuula bbiyonyerwa abiri mu ssatu. Naye empaka ez'obusirusiru era ez'obutayigirizibwa ozirekanga.
People would never want to learn this word of God. Don't waste your time with them. They shouldn't waste your time. For others are messengers who are already corrupt in mind. They are messengers of the devil. He comes knowing you're right. But what's one thing? If he opens for me and I get him out of the faith. And when they come in our synagogue, they're like that.
They bring
into the hearts of people. Now they bring open doors for the wrinkles which come from distorting the word of God and subtracting and adding within it. They want to at least you get hungry and you tell him, you look at this God. You see them arguing, they don't want to learn. You ignore them. These are messengers of the devil. We shall be coming and we share the one. But when you reach there, just adjust. When you give him 1, 2, 3 chances, when you see God has not opened his eyes, you abandon and ignore him. And when you see the first day and he doesn't believe, you leave him. For others have demons on their head like 100.
What brings,
if you don't quarrel in the heart, in the body, you will quarrel in your heart. This man, the things was telling me. For we praise and worship God as people in the world. We shouldn't bring instruments for God. Yet if you don't check out many scriptures, you may accept their deceptions. For others, Pastor Randy said, you shouldn't play instruments. You have to play them within the hearts like that. They are passing around people like that. And they say, God, I choose David to put instruments in his
church.
I don't know whether God has chosen himself in Revelation, putting instruments in heaven. Praise Jesus. For even all people in heaven are there with their instruments. And they sing for God songs. We have to say, we are not going to pray instruments like in the world. We shall pray instruments in levels, according to how he told us. That you need, they will play instruments with wisdom. And they will worship with the spirit of the truth. We shall sing with wisdom and songs with truth. The truth of the word of God.
Timoseo ekyokubiri essula ya kubi onyonyi lwabiri mu nnya. Naye omuddu wa Mukama waffe tekimugwanira kulwananga.
Don't reach in even fighting and quarreling in flesh. When a person can come, when he has demons calculating one thing, I know this one has hunger. I'm going to miss every scripture he studies and cancel it until you fought with him. They find you what the man is telling you. He says that's Bible. The white wrote it. You see, you don't understand what I'm reading. Yet he has come that let's share. How do you see when you share this? He begins to scorn you, yet they knew of you. You know the devil first spy you and they know your ways. You get angered, immediately you cut wires. Begin to speak foolishness until you get hungered. That's why they messed up the born again in the city.
After
making them argue, they begin to say, I have no wisdom, Arjun. You're a foolish man. And you begin to open doors of the evil and the devil, where we'll pass to enter.
Second Timothy 2:24.
First look at them and you gather every mistake they have spoken. When you begin to preach, you begin from that. You may not raise their hand in their temples, but they give you a chance to speak on the to stand on the pulpit. You begin from the exact of what they messed up.
Second Timothy 2:25. Olw'okutegeerera ddala amazima.
If they have come and they have the Lord, and speak to them with humility. Maybe the Lord may save them. If they have be given chance to be revealed of knowledge and truth. That's why many times people say, why don't you tell people to come confess salvation?
If
Muslim has come to testify God has done this, tell them to confess salvation. Leave them to understand the truth first. For if they will not be of the truth, they cannot be in it for a month. And they are seated within it. That is very hard. And we leave you where they have left you live. You yourself have to first hear. Praise Jesus. We are not quick like that. But confess. Have you understood it? No. That is not the way of the kingdom of heaven. God would have dragged people, scholars, all over the world. And they confess salvation by force. But what people understood totally.
Second Timothy 2:26. Era balitamiru kukokuva mu mutego gwa Sitaani. Oyo ng'amaze okubakwasa okukola ng'okwagala kwoli.
Praise Jesus. That these people, when they get revealed, they can escape from the devil quick. That's why they have used this word. Not that you be have drunk wine, but in understanding and you've gotten deeper in it. Like a drunkard gets drunk and he can't move anymore. But you in getting the works of the devil, you get to understand, you run and escape from him. But all this of distorting the word of God, starting these wrinkles, the number 666 began to be understood. It started to be revealed on you in the name of our Master Jesus. Genesis chapter 3. We begin to see the day when 666 was begun. You know, people are told all along it has been working. But it passed through distortions. It's subtracting and adding in the word. Let's reveal the day it was begun. And you may understand that day. The day it was begun. That's why the Bible says that the secret of lawlessness has been working. It began in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. The secret of lawlessness, the number 666, began to be prepared and worked on in Genesis chapter
3. N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko.
Ono tumumanyi Satani.
We know this is the devil, the old serpent. Revelation 12. Verse 1-10, they will reveal to the old serpent, which is known as the devil. When it comes to the people, it gets the word of God and distorts it. And you get a spot and a wrinkle, and it begins its number. Genesis 3 from verse 1.
Ze yakola mukama Katonda. Ne kugamba omukazi nti bwati bwe yayogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omulusuku.
God speaks things like this. This is the right of this one.
Holy Ghost
or the Holy Spirit. Little by little it comes like that. You think, what is the right church? Is it the people or the building? That is how it begins. It begins with distortions. When, as long as he puts a spot right there, it begins to twist. It ends up in the number 666. We had to see it until it is done. And you see it has finished and come out clear. Praise Jesus. Why did he tell man this? All things the devil knew about them. According to Ezekiel 28, verse 11, our master, when he speaks of the devil, when he was still a cherubim, he said they moved together in the garden of God. And he knew very well what God told man. He told him a command, he had it very clear. He pretended to have not understood proper.
Wamma.
Did really God say? But God speaks of him that they were together in the garden of God. And when they were given a command, he was there. But he passed aside. He pretended to correct. Things of pretending to correct the Bible.
And you have not
followed command by command, scripture by scripture.
And
you pretend to understand that we are doctors in the Bible. That you become, you have doctrine in theology, doctor, pastor, all those titles. It means you can unwrap the Bible and correct it afresh, being a doctor of the Bible. Maybe God spoke them different, wrongly. Those are the men you hear in the world. Praise Jesus. Let's repeat that verse. Genesis chapter 3. We are seeing the beginning of the number 666.
Lubereberye sura ya kusatu nyolisoka. Nomusota gwali mukalaba kalabo kusinga ensolo zonnezo omusiko. Ze yakola mukama Katonda. Negugamba omukazi nti bwati bwe yayogera Katonda. Titemulianga ku miti gyonna egy'omulusuku.
Remember he was there, he knew it. You think you can reason on what you don't know.
No,
and you said it really God said, and you've never heard it. He had heard it clear, but he had already prepared. I am going to subtract this and add here and there, and I will bring it how. He has distorted it. Did God really say, don't eat? Was the statement begins like that. But to pick the other, don't eat. And when you start with men like this, they say, read that verse.
Come out.
Stop there. That part is what I want only. That is how they are. They are character like that. You end there. I wanted that coward out. And it's what he wants in all the past. The rest he doesn't want to know. Have you heard it?
Now,
all the rest he should have no importance. That's the main important word.
And in Deuteronomy 28,
they only want one verse there. Verse 3.
You
will be blessed in the city and the village. The rest which say,
it will
come to pass. If you diligently don't follow the commands of God, all these curses will follow you. You have a curse in the village and the town. They don't want that. They want the other up. Their ways are like that. They are not doing this in the entire world. From the beginning, Genesis 3, when man was still in the garden of God. That's where he was attacked to begin to work this still upon him, this devil. Remember the command was like this. Genesis 2, verse 15
and to 16. Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Edeni alulimenga alukuumenga. Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu n'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako nga bw'ono yagalanga. Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako.
Ekiragiro kyali bwekyo.
The command was like that in his righteousness.
Naye wuliriza.
But listen.
Anyura.
He would distort it.
Era atoramu n'ayongera.
And he subtracts and adds within it.
Okuteeka ku Adam ebbala.
Put a spot upon Adam.
Ne ku Eve.
And on Eve.
Atandika okubateeka
kintu. And they would begin to be engraved on a ring. And when he did that, that's why God chased people in his garden. For now they had the spot that ring. And they were heading the number 666. And they were heading the seal of the devil. He had to chase them from his presence. He had to chase them not to be anymore his children. Praise Jesus. For they have no seal of God, which is engraved by the Holy Spirit. Because they are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children of God. But they have got another spirit now leading them, which is taught scriptures, which subtracts and adds within them. To think of that, it has revealed the mysteries upon them. Praise Jesus. When it reaches Genesis 3, you heard the command clear. It is said, and God said, the rest of the trees you can eat of them. But this tree, which is in the middle of the garden, of knowing knowledge of
food,
don't eat of it. For the day you'll eat of it, you will surely die. When the devil came, he brought things like this. Go on to Genesis 3.
You
see the beginning of the number 666. Don't think it's just begun working. It's taken long working. And Bible says, the secret of lawlessness, all along it's been working. Genesis 3:2.
Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omulusuku tulya.
Genesis 3:1.
Lubereberye essula ya kusatu lunya olusooka. N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti bw'ati bwe yayogera Katonda. Titemulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omulusuku.
If God really said that he should that eat of, did it begin like that? It begins by saying, the fruits of the other trees you can eat of them. Now he came from the other extreme of it. That's why even all the others who are the riches of the devil, they come from the other end getting to these ends. When they come from a wrong hand, they come from the left coming to the right. Why do we get from left to right? We get from being goats to entering being sheep. The others get from being sheep and they get back to being goats.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you the secret of the devil. That's why when they give you knowledge, you can know what they do. He comes from another after another. And they teach you from being sheep, you get to getting fish, gods. Now we began things upside down. The Lord says, all the other trees eat of them, except the tree that
eat
of them. He came saying, did God really say, Lord, eat of them? He distorts things. He doesn't end on that. He subtracts and adds within them. Listen as he adds within them. Now we give him a platform and explain it. You know God had told us, but we're not sure of that.
Friend,
be sure of the Bible, even the words within it. If you're not sure of it, the enemy is to take some away from you that he may add his evil thing and you get a wrinkle. Genesis 3:2.
Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omulusuku tulya.
The Lord told him, God told us this. And the
serpent
thought what they feared most.
So
read as we hear.
Genesis 3:3. Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku. Katonda ayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde okugukwatangako muleme okufa.
This death, the devil heard of it.
Man,
if things involve death, I cannot handle it. They are going to fear. Now, the gospel of the devil, the hell in the world, they shouldn't preach hell. And don't preach the gospel of hell to threaten people. Don't preach heaven and don't preach hell. Preach things right within the middle there. That's why church got out the gospel of hell. You are in there. There is power. I see you getting it. What can make people live sin? As long as you teach them hell and show them the goodness of heaven. The pastor says, who goes to hell and misses heaven? That's why I want to appear that I bless in the power of the Holy Spirit. Heaven and hell to seek and the lake of fire to be known. Praise Jesus. The pastor to choose when they see clear. This man, God of track, each one was given his own gospel. This one is on a miracle. I don't see the gospel miracle in the Bible. I see the gospel of the kingdom of God. If it's not heaven, it's hell. Miracles are food the children they follow. I don't see the gospel of that. I don't see the gospel of deliverance in the Bible. But deliverance is one. You are saved from heaven into heaven. That is deliverance.
Would you
now, the deliverance you expect more than that. What is that?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you have not been saved from hell, enter in heaven. What other deliverance have you gotten? Let me tell you this word of the number 666. It began long time. And when was beginning it? In Genesis, it began from there.
It
began to bring the spots and the wrinkles to begin to engrave his number upon people.
I've seen
people distorting scriptures.
And
you feel the joy even for a moment.
So
after Adam made a mistake,
he
immediately felt joy. Brings knowledge.
Yes.
Jesus. This revelation is fresh. And we have been revealed. Yet they have been killed. And when you wait 20 and you raise your chairs, you support the gospel and you so speak for the feet of the preacher, immediately you get joy. You remember whether they receive you or not. After you get out of the synagogue, you get into sanity. These scriptures are not working. I got heated up so much, but now I don't see them work. Listen what happened.
The number
of the devils it was. And that is engraved on the people. Genesis 3 verse 4. What was feared most is the death. Took it out. Hell is not there. You know we are in grace. We God said it is done.
Once saved,
forever saved. As long as you are saved, you are forever saved. If you are not even in the law, they have no. There is no condemnation of them in Christ Jesus. And they will even do sins and they have no condemnation. That's the gospel here being preached in the world.
Okay.
Therefore, is engraving the number upon the people.
Yet
he counted one out of the church. Don't fail. It will train people. Things of heaven lead them who proves of heaven. And when they had, he went to heaven. That the gospel there is of heaven. That is the new gospel. What is new in salvation? Is heaven new or hell? These are the beginning of the gospel. Praise Jesus.
Yes,
gold and silver preached are the ones which are new. But the gospel of heaven and hell is not new.
It's
the beginning of the gospel of salvation. To tell you go to heaven or to go to hell because of sin. For the wages of sin is death. Praise Jesus. You must be deciding on the two. This gospel preach in the world. A serious revival on that.
We need a new generation with
the full knowledge of God.
International ministry.
National ministry.
Revival ministry.
As a revival, you would have understood that wrongly. There's even a revival band. But when you check what they sing,
Jesus
is going to be who stole your nail. He too is in the revival band. These are blasphemous people. They're in the revival here. That Jesus, you said, we are two, three are gathering, you're there. Me, all my half three children, I don't see you. Even his father who buffers him, the devil. And the one who claims to be his spiritual father. I hear revival ministry. They are reviving the works of the devil. They are reviving the gospel of the kingdom of God. Let's summarize our time. Time is up. Genesis 3:5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe. Amaso gamwe legalizibuka.
Revelation going to fall right now. You are instead. Revelation. Yet is distorting the word of God. He's going to kill. When they promise a revelation there, I see the Lord revealing to
you.
Then one has understood to shout hallelujah. These are their works. And they have the Holy Ghost upon their head. The Lord is calling Holy Ghost. If the seeds are going to be revealed, yet you die. Have you heard him say? There you will eat of it.
Your
eyes will be opened. When they bring their gospel, they show you how you're going to be revealed.
Yet
you are going to die. They distort and make you think you're being revealed.
He
began the number long time. Praise Jesus.
Genesis
3:5.
Namwe mulibanga Katonda.
You are going to climb levels. I see someone rising a level. There are things he tells you there. You shift it from a level to another. Someone has been lifted right now. As you're not feeling it, and God is lifting you, raise your hands. Stand little
program
to tap the promotion. There's even a power which clothes you, never understand it. And you feel you are the one. You see,
they
are coming out. We are the ones feeling it. You see,
they
are being lifted levels up. What has God told you? You have been speaking faster. And the Lord told me that
He
has given you wings to fly all nations. Have you seen? God has been revealing people. Is there another? That one is going to board a plane. Anyone who has had it? Yet it was moving by the way. And he saw a plane flying up. And he had the spirit of the devil. They have already given it a vision. As he sees the vision, he comes back to that thought. I saw a bird, perhaps God was giving me
wings.
He stand in the midst of that.
Genesis 3:5. nti namwe muli banga katondo kumanyanga obulungi n'obube
mugenda kubikulirwa
ogenda
kubanga omusajja
Paulo be like the man Paul
ogenda kubanga omusajja
Peter be like the man Peter
bano tebaala bakubwavu
never saw poverty
Yesu yali mugagga
Jesus was rich
yali yazimba amayumba
build houses
abako reference jakwa ogenda kubanga
you're going to be like so I see God giving an anointing of Elijah. That moment doesn't deceive you. He's the distorted one. He shows you the revelation. There's the level revealed to you, you've gone to. But truly you just see that you have not changed anything.
Wabula mukiseera ekyo ng'abajjuza
obulimba
awandika ekinamba kye
buli
kyabagamba mba mugamba
aleluya
kyange ekyo musumba
nkitwala
mu
linnya
ekyo kyange nze
nkiwulidde nze
era mukama nkuweera aleluya
ez'amaani aleluya
kabeera kaseera kakuba
kyankalanya
Hangenge mirundi musanvu okakasa amaanyi ga Mukama.
Seven times to prove the power of God.
Obulamu bwe butebubeera.
It is like that.
Atugere maaso owulire ekibaawo. Ng'ekinamba kigenda maaso n'okuwandiikibwa ku bantu.
Luberebere essuula 3 lunyo lw'omukaaga. Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya.
Oluvannyuma lw'ekyo wabeerawo okubikulibwa okutaliiyo.
That is a revelation which appears yet is not real. And you can feel
the spirit
has lifted you walking in space
and
now the spirit has fallen upon you right now.
The relationship appears
which is not real. You may even see someone flying in space like a plane
and you see
the man of God.
Wow. Mukasera akumulaba ebintu
ebitategeerekeka
kubanga omuti ayinza n'okugamba essaawa eyo
gyeraba
essaawa gituleko
ezo
essaawa zeekugamba zikutwala mu America zigamba essaawa mwe mbagendera mu
America
ate oba okira olabira dda nga kituukidde awava kati n'abasindikamu amaanyi ge akaseera kotosobola yimirira ku bigere
bye
oba olina okugwa wansi n'ogigumira kubanga asooka kukubisa mwoyo gwo gwennyini n'agukankanyakankanya gwo gwennyini nga toliko wadde n'omwoyo
akuguddemu
ogwa mu kubikulibwa okutaliyo era sitaani ssaawa eyo
yababikkulira
ng'olwo abayingiza mu nsi ndala
amaze
batandikako okunamba
kukangaga mukaaga
okubikulwa baali bakulaba era batandika okulaba ng'omuti kino kye tulaba leero
tekirabanga
omusajja wa katonda yeyase
n'ekyo bwe
yabadde aba olira engeri twalabye n'akale awo waggulu ku mutwe
gwe
muba balinga babale kugamba mwe bennyini olw'okuba mwatandise dde ofuna enfunyiro ziri n'amabala mutandika olaba
ebitaliiyo
twalabidde ddala omulima nga
atambula
kumbe teyatambudde
ekibeera
wali mubeera mubulamu mba mwakyakalanye
dda
era bw'ofuluma awo bakulage
eyatambudde
baba batono nnyo ababeera ddala nga babikoze kubanga gyebiriba nabyobulimba nga bikola naye ebisinga nga byabulimba
byonna
golowooza adamu baali balaba omutinga gwa
ddala
ebaali bagulako byali
byeru
ayinza okulaga mukaseera engato yange
ogirabe tokiranga
gyonabadde ne mukama
n'ajambala
kati agena okiteekako agenda kutampinga amafuta mu kiseera ekyo mba mugiraba nga eriko n'olutemagana
bwe
era waba amaze okubatuuza mu mulimba
bunooba
olabira ddala mukama yajambaddemu ekiro wabayo nasuka n'agamba ndabye mukama
angaddamuojjambala
obusirusiru bubeera mukaseera
ng'amaze
okunyola
ebyawaiemulaba
takibeera
kyabuliwo It is magic. Like singing leather. That the man has chewed papers and brings out leathers. Genesis 3:6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi
era nga mutuufu oba obirabamu olabira ddala ng'otuuse gy'olaga
mazima leero
nzayingidde mu Amerika
musumba
bw'obadde okyogera nze nkiwulidde
And I
switched for reading the name of Jesus. I have brought this million shillings. I
have
brought this million. I want to be seeing
song
that for when you spoke it,
and
it was revealed. I saw myself in the midst of the city
America.
In America.
But
I was in England. And I saw clear. And I'd reached there. And right now I switched for that. I'm thanking God. For he's made me reach there.
You've gotten
totally foolish, you don't understand. You are revealed things you are not real. When you've gotten corruptible, and the devil has stolen something from you. Listen what followed. Genesis 3:6.
N'anoga ku bibala byago n'alya
era essaawa eyo onogerawo ku bimu ku byo n'olaba ngaolinangaobala ssente oziwulira kwata bwoti mu ngalo
olabbameka
abaziwulira
mubeerawo kankuli embeera
ebabeerako musumba
mpulira
that's what I see. Put in your pocket.
Feel
that you put in the pocket.
Check
the paper there.
Signing
a check. I still signing a check.
What
is there is of people who have gotten mad. Genesis 3:6.
Nawa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
Kigambe munno
batakiwulidde
munno
nti gwe tokiwulidde.
Don't have it, you heard it.
Olina okuwaako ne munno.
You have to give up your neighbor.
Kimuddiremu.
Repeat it to them.
Kimuddiremu
nnyo. Repeat it to them more.
Owulidde mukama
kyagambye. You heard what God has said.
Agambye oyingira
mu bawanga. He has said you're entering nations.
You
have to give even your colleague. Look at them in your eyes. You look to them. Tell it to them. That is the situation around. There is a big problem around.
And
it is hard to understand when the skills of the devil.
But
he is stealing something. You are onto something, the spirit is working, taking away. Life is finishing. All the good things you've been having, they are finishing. For the garden now has been shifting off their hands. They are heading into the toiling of all their yards. Just ask today. They deceive you and they know. They are calculating hell for you. Life is seasoned to be with you. Genesis 3:7.
Amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga baali bwereere.
As you get to realize it, the body from heaven has been taken from you. These ones were shifted immediately. And he to rent this appeared after he stole from them. Now what is in me? They were in another thing. The body they were in was different.
It could
no more inherit the kingdom of heaven. In the body of death. And it has the number
346.
And they have
666.
One was meant to reach 346 to finish. And the Lord gave them a punishment. And to be given back the right body. For if the bodies are there, you must be having some numbers. And only one is remaining to complete 3 or 6. Yes, praise Jesus. For God is not the God of the dead. And when he tells them will surely die, they surely die, and he's no more their God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now things are like that. Don't be there to be confused. For what all are the punishments? You think how does God punish us now? After here is hell. After that is the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those punishments,
you shall
see them on the other day, Tuesday.
That
when people see and they saw the ones,
even the number
they will be even they hear. And we shall discover that person, the one responsible for that number. Then we shall see the number itself. That's the thing next week. As God is willing. God bless you. Tomorrow, Thursday, we shall see the John of heaven. We see hell and the angel of death. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate the angel of death, the first death, the second death, the first revelation, and the second. After finish, we shall see principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they have a base in the kingdom of the stars, and the second base in the sea under
Bermuda
Triangle. We shall head on to see the door of heaven. Heaven and its door. Even the questions there.
And
God bless you as you come.